Help keep your transmission running trouble-free for years to come. Get annual transmission flushes at AAMCO for a one-time fee of just $99.95 with AAMCO's Power Purge Lifetime Maintenance. Call 800-GO-AAMCO and visit AAMCOFirst.com.
The Don and Mike Show.
Okay, off you go.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Now, I would just like to point out that this film is displaying a distinct tendency to become silly. Now, nobody likes a good laugh more than I do. Except perhaps my wife and some of her friends. Oh, yes, and Captain Johnson. Come to think of it, most people like a good laugh more than I do, but that's beside the point. I'm warning this film not to get silly again. Right. Now,
right.
Director, on the command, cut to the next scene. Director?
This is a frightened city.
Wait for it. Director, cut.
The Don and Mike Overdue. Show. Overdue.
Right, stop that. It's silly. Very silly indeed.
That is silly.
You belong in a tree. You're a nut.
This show's going to be funny.
Just a bunch of white trash.
Yeah. The only thing I can tell you is that when I speak, I'm very conscious about the audiences that are listening to my words.
Kiss my fat ass.
Oh, fag.
I like rape.
But it is chilly, and it is windy.
Yeah.
The program may not be suitable for sensitive viewers. If you are such a viewer, now might be the time to go make yourself a nice BM.
Okay.
I was ashamed to wear my own hat.
The number one show in Iraq, Tomato, the Don and Mike program.
Okay.
Take a stool.
On the newsmaker hotline right now. We got 91-year-old young Roland Fortin, guy that challenged Jack LaLanne to a fight.
Roland is a snowbird. Means he lives, I guess, in the summer up in Maine and in the winter down in Florida.
Oh, like I say, he's a man's man. Let's welcome him now to a show that embraces fighting.
Yes, we like a good go.
Hey, Roland, how you doing?
Not too bad.
And so, why?
You're 91, Roland?
I'm 91, yeah.
Sorry, Mike, I just had to jump in and ask him, why do you want to kick Jack LaLanne's ass?
The only reason is to get older people to realize that they can go out and do things like this, not boxing in the ring like this, but go to the gym and go bicycling and get out of the house and take care of themselves. I'm in a gym. I've been going there here in Florida 3 years, and of course I'm the real oldest one there, but there should be people over 50 in there and hardly anyone at all. It's a shame, you know, that they don't realize that if they keep going to the gym, they'll live longer and they'll be in better health.
You're rocking for 91. What is your routine? What is your regular routine in the gym, Roland?
In the gym, I work mostly the machines, and the biggest that I work is a 200-pound machine.
Wow.
So. Now, at my age, that's pretty good.
That's a weight machine, right?
Roland, I'm sure that you're in great health, but I've got to say, as a man who's going to be 50 in a couple of years, I look at a guy like Jack LaLanne. I'm a lot younger than you guys, but I look at a guy like Jack LaLanne, and he still looks like he could whip my ass, whip Mike's ass, whip Rob's ass.
That's right. That's why I'd like to, you know, to go in with him, and it would be something new for boxing. If Don King, I'm about 10 minutes from Don King here, and I'm getting no action from him. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but I don't think that Jack LaLanne's too interested. Did you see him on television yesterday here?
I guess he kind of turned you down, huh?
Well, he was making believe that he was boxing, and then some guy took over, and he says, you don't want to get in the ring with me because he doesn't want to hurt an old man.
I think you should challenge another senior citizen. Have you heard of a guy named Tony Kornheiser?
What's the name?
Tony Kornheiser is an elderly gentleman that he hosts Monday Night Football.
He's on PTI on ESPN.
PTI, yes. And he also does a radio show here in Washington, D.C.
Yes, the noun sounds familiar.
Yes.
Can I tell you something else? I think you would kill Regis. If you got into a ring with Regis, you literally could kill him with your bare hands.
You ever watch the Regis and Kelly show, you know, Regis Philbin?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a guy you could challenge. I mean, I think if it's not Jack LaLanne, Roland, there are probably a lot of other senior citizens you might be able to box. Do you do any sparring at all?
Yes. The only reason I wanted Jack LaLanne, he's a popular man at that age.
Right. Is Buddy Epson still alive?
He would sell tickets for Don King. It would surely attract a lot of people that have never been or have never bought pay-per-view.
How about the captain from the Love Boat? Is he still alive?
Gavin McLeod, I believe, is still alive.
Yeah.
Wait, would you box the captain from the Love Boat?
Pardon me?
Hold on a second.
We got another one?
I got a real one now. Dick Van Patten.
Ah.
We could arrange that. I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, maybe. That might be a fair fight, because I think Dick's maybe 10, 15 years younger than this guy. What do you eat? What's your diet like, Roland? What do you do to keep in such great shape?
I've never drank or smoked, in the morning, I have oatmeal, a banana, and skim milk.
Take a stool.
That's not too pleasant to eat, but it's good for you.
Take a stool.
Do you have any vices at all, Roland?
Pardon me?
Do you have any vices at all? I mean, you say you don't drink, you don't smoke.
No, never had anything like that. I was in the funeral business, and when you're on call 24 hours a day, you can't take a chance of going to pick up remains at 2 in the morning and smell liquor. Because the next day, it would be all over the area that Fortin was drunk when he came after my mother.
Yeah.
And I couldn't take that chance, so I never drank in my life.
Wow. But you ever... Hey, let me just change topics here for a second. When you ever see someone back there, you know...
What?
When you worked in the funeral business.
Yeah.
You ever see anybody who had passed away and... like, wanted to take a peek to see what they might look like naked?
No.
You didn't have any creeps like that did that kind
of
stuff, Roland?
I meant Roland.
Did Roland ever take a peek?
I was asking him if he
in the funeral business. Yes. Like 6 feet under where you see an attractive woman.
Would you like ever unbutton her blouse just to see what was going on? Roland?
Pardon me?
I guess not.
Never mind.
No.
Sorry, I'm sorry I brought it up.
Roland, you were a former cut man. Did you do any boxing yourself growing up?
Well, I did boxing, you know, not professional, not to get paid, but, you know, in the gym, I'd box with the guys. And Lewiston, Maine is a boxing town, and a gym is open every night, 365 nights a year. There's kids learning to box there, and that's how I picked up little Joey Gamache and brought him up to junior lightweight and lightweight.
Little Joey?
Joey Gamache.
Joey Gamache. Roland, are you French-Canadian?
Yeah, I was born in Maine, but I was brought up with all French kids, and no one spoke English.
Because you sound like my grandfather.
I don't speak English too well. But I speak Canadian French fluently.
I knew it. I knew that was the same kind of accent.
Well, Roland, what can we do to help you if you have been turned down by Jack LaLanne?
Right.
Would you like us to try to get in touch with Don King Enterprises? Would you like to try to get a Hollywood feeler out to an aging celebrity?
I was just interested in Jack LaLanne because he's so popular.
So nobody besides Jack LaLanne. You don't want to fight anybody besides Jack LaLanne.
I wouldn't want to fight some clown that's probably never been in the ring.
What about Bob Barker?
Oh, Bob Barker, the Price is Right host, that would be perfect.
And don't forget, he did knock out Happy Gilmore.
I'll bring my dog and have him bite him.
You have it. What's your dog's name, Roland?
Fido.
Is seriously, your dog's name is Fido, or are you making that up?
No, I'm kidding. I don't have a dog.
You don't have a dog. Are you married, Roland? Is your wife still with us?
No, she died in 81.
I'm sorry to hear that. So you're a swinging bachelor now, right?
Yeah.
Hey, how are things going down there, Roland, for a man of 91?
Do you still see the ladies?
No, I don't. I go to that gym every day. Otherwise than that, I'm in the park with the people here, and I do bicycling, and we play bocce and all kinds of games. They keep you busy in a park like this here.
When's the last time, Roland, this is not a goof question, serious question, you're 91.
Yeah.
When's the last time you felt it move?
Do you remember, Roland, or is it too long ago?
Did you say that everybody was looking at this all over the country?
Oh, yeah, we have a lot of fun on this show. There are no ladies in the park.
I can see that.
There are no ladies in the park or, you know, around your neighborhood that you'd show any kind of interest in? Because, I mean, it sounds like really...
No, I've lost interest.
You've lost interest.
Oh, good for you. Roland. Good for you. Oh, Roland.
Jack LaLanne hasn't lost interest.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Did you hear that?
Do you think Jack?
You guys are having fun up there.
Do you think Jack LaLanne will come around? Do you think he'll still fight you, maybe?
Do you think Jack LaLanne might do that, Roland, come around and fight you?
Pardon me?
Do you think Jack LaLanne will come around and actually fight you?
I don't know. He was on yesterday here, and made believe he was sparring, you know.
Yeah.
And some guy came up, and he said, the only reason Jack LaLanne won't get in the ring with Fortin is because he doesn't want to hurt him.
Mm-hmm. Ah. I want to tell you something. Jack LaLanne's a pussy.
Look at the outfits that he wears.
And then another guy got up, and he said, do you think they would hit the bell?
You could always make fun of him a little more, Roland, and you know, you could criticize those ballet slippers that he wears.
Yeah, and you had it right, Mike, with that one piece,
yeah, that thing, like
skin tight pull up that he wears.
I never liked that outfit that he wears. What do you wear when you're in the gym, Roland? What's your workout outfit?
Oh my.
Shorts, you know, and
shorts, right?
And sneakers, but boxing shorts,
black socks,
right?
Big high black socks.
You don't wear black socks, do you, Roland?
Hard shoes,
sandals.
Sandals and black socks.
When I'm in the ring with an Irishman, I try to wear green.
Ah, good. That's a good thing, Roland. Especially with St. Patrick's Day coming
up. That's right.
That's Roland, very good.
We do want to thank you for your time. Thank you for joining us. Where in Florida do you live, sir?
I'm in Pompano.
Pompano Beach. That's wonderful.
Right.
That's great. Well, you sound like a great guy, Roland.
Thank you very much.
We wish you the very best of luck.
Thank you. I appreciate your calling.
God bless you.
Good luck kicking Jack LaLanne's ass.
Thank you.
Don't give up.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, Roland.
Oh, damn it. He's gone.
Call him back. I'll call him back.
Might not hear the bell.
Don, did you have one final thought for Roland that you wanted to get in there? He, you know, we've had 80-year-olds on. And Roland's doing all right.
91.
Oh, 92. No, he's 91.
Oh, is he? Then Jack LaLanne's 92.
Jack LaLanne is 92.
Hello?
Hey, Roland, it's Don and Mike again. You're back on the air.
Yes.
I just had one last question for you.
Huh?
How do you feel about TV shows that beg for charity?
About what?
Do you watch American Idol?
Not too much.
Yeah. You know they're doing a whole big charity thing to try to raise money for African kids?
I see.
How do you feel about that?
I try to help all I can for those things. I feel real sorry for those kids.
Yeah, sure. But don't you think really that those people in Hollywood make enough freaking money? They shouldn't like beg us for it. That they should just fix these problems themselves.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
that's right.
See? Good man.
He's with you.
Thank you, Roland.
You're a good man, Roland.
Thank you, very
Roland.
Much.
I'm going to send you some Viagra, Roland.
Thank you, fellas.
Have a great day, Roland.
You too. Bye.
Bye, Roland.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to send you some flyers.
Yeah. There you go. I dig that. You made his day right there. He's still, you know, that's amazing. It really is amazing that he's actually that sharp. We've had, we've had program directors the age of 35 that weren't that sharp.
This just came into our website.
Yes.
MikeWebsite.com from a guy named Bob. Dear Don and Mike, love the show. The program that Bono is backing, AIDS in Africa, has cost $100 million in promotion,
right,
and has raised $10 million.
18, but still, the point's valid. That's absolutely true.
Is that really true?
They've spent $100 million on advertising so far for Bono's Red campaign, and so far it's raised $18 million. So they've almost got it paid off.
Oh, my God. All right, well, now, in fairness to Bono, haven't they yet to do a lot of the things they're going to do?
It's still early.
See, people, why do we have to be fair to Bono? Mm-hmm. I mean, really, look at him.
Another guy.
Doesn't he have life by the short hairs?
You know why I have to be fair to Bono?
Because he's Irish.
All right,
okay. Did you get a pass?
With bananas on top.
You ever.
You know, now that I think of it, I really don't have to be fair to Bono. No. In fact, I don't want to, even though he is Irish.
He wouldn't be fair to you.
I'll be fair to that chick that sings Lead for the Cranberries. I'll be fair to her. Yeah. She F's up somewhere along the line.
Do you have to let it linger? Did you ever eat?
Oh, God, that guy with U2 songs now.
Did you ever eat a cranberry?
In the name of love.
Sunday.
Bloody Sunday with bananas on top.
It would be S-U-N-D-A-E.
Right.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
Hello. When I eat, I get vertigo.
You too. Rattle and hum.
I've been up and down every aisle of the store.
You better hit me at the bottom. I'm running out.
I still haven't found what I'm looking for.
Damn, that's a good one.
That is a good one.
That's a good one, because I'm looking for the whole store.
Who's going to ride your wild horses?
Where's the honey, Bono? Where's the honey edge?
Wild honey.
I got a desire. Desire.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
You're king of the Bonos.
Thank you.
But you know what?
You ever?
I'm king of the bananas on top.
We'll be right back.
Pause!
This is the Don and Mike Show.